As much as people are better off today than 4 years ago, I mean, the average family of four is about $2,000 better off this year than they were in 2015. As much as that's true, there's still a sense of anxiety for the future. So we're still going to be thinking about that. One of the things that we're thinking about in my budget, we put in place an approach to skills training. It's one thing that we did in 2016 with helping people to get grants for universities and colleges, but you need to think about what's the next thing. So lifelong learning is going to be important. People need to be able to address a rapidly changing economy. We're always going to be recognizing that affordability challenge that people face and thinking about how are we going to deal with that. We're not going to shift gears from our approach to investment because what we can see is it's working. We do have the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in 40 years. We do have wage growth. It may not be as much as we'd like to see because we always need to do more. But if we took the opposite approach, the approach that, you know, both the Conservatives and the NDP were advocating at the last election of cuts and rapidly balancing the budget, we know that that would end badly, and that would take us off our positive economic track. And we also know that we're in a good place. We can make investments in a fiscally responsible way, and that's not only showing results today, but it'll show results tomorrow.